This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hell, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Friday morning edition, sorry, of the Captain's America Third Watch. I lost a day, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including America's truckers out there getting it done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com to find out a lot more about the program. All right, well, here he is for hour number two to start us off, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Professor of Politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, we don't want you to forget that. Well, Kyle, yesterday, I go to different places after the radio show for breakfast. I don't have one particular place I go to, although I could if I wanted to. But I went across the pond, was what we call Tampa Bay here, and I went west a little ways towards the Clearwater Airport, and they've got a nice Chick-fil-A there, sit-down Chick-fil-A, where you can sit outside, you can sit inside, but you got to be socially distanced, and I know the manager, so I go over there, and I'll have a cup of coffee and maybe one of those chicken bowls that they have, you know, the eggs and all that stuff put together. Or I might have whatever, you know, like the hash browns. They have the little hash browns and a Chick-fil-A sandwich for breakfast, the biscuit. And I pulled in, and as I pulled in, you would have thought the bank was being robbed with 18 gunmen. Here come the deputy sheriffs from all different directions. And I mean red lights, sirens. There must have been 15 or 20 of them that hit the hotel directly across the street from where I was, about 100 yards away. Well, one of them pulled up and pulled right in front of the driveway where we were at and said, "Nobody is going anywhere. Stay put. Lock the doors." And the manager looked at me, and I looked at the manager, and this is serious. I think they got something going on in the hotel over there. And I didn't know, because there was nothing that come over the radio or my scanner or anything yet. And then I found out it was an armed gunman who had apparently accosted a woman with a pistol. And when we found out a little bit more information, he had just been released from prison. And here he was in his hotel over there. And he barricaded himself in a room, and he wasn't going to come out. They weren't going to take him alive. So you know what that's all about, right?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, yes.
So here comes the SWAT team. They bring the big old SWAT wagon. Shows up about, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes later, whatever. It looks like they got every cop in the county there, and they got all the buildings all ringed around on all sides. Got everything blocked, including where we're at over there, so we can't go anywhere. So I spent about 45 minutes sitting there, and then the deputy says, okay, you can go now. And he looked at me, and he goes, are you in the media? And I says, yeah, but he says, well, we're going to have a media area over there where you can stage. And I said, that's good. I says, but I'm going to go home and go to sleep. I've been on the radio all night long. He goes, oh, you're that guy.
That's right. You're that guy. There's no doubt about it.
I says, yes, I am. And I says, I'm the captain. And I says, you guys, please be careful. We don't want to hear about any of you. And, oh, by the way, we do support the police here, loud and proud. We are hashtag Blue Lives Matter all the way here on this program. And you can say what you want. You know, some people are going to go, oh, no. But guess what? On this program, the police, the fire, the EMTs, the military are number one in our book.
Well, that's absolutely right, and hear, hear to that. And I think it's pretty cool that they realized who you were. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you're that guy. Oh, brother. All right. So let's talk about a little old The Gift That Keeps On Coming here, Jim Acosta. You know, he's got a new show, right, a new weekend show?
Yep. It was only a matter of time, too, that he'd have such a thing.
Well, unfortunately for him, his second week on the air, viewers have been fleeing CNN, going away, turning it off. And his weekend show, his ratings were the lowest of any CNN show in the last year.
Yes, that's exactly right. It went down some 30%, I think, from this time last year, if I understand correctly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so here we go. I mean, that's the, you know, are you surprised?
No.
I just don't think Jim Acosta, I mean, I think he's always been sort of, you know, vying for his own sort of opinion show or whatever it is. I haven't seen it, but that's definitely, I think, where he wanted to go, from what I could tell, but, it's obvious that, well, maybe he's not doing so well.
Well, as long as he wants to be an opinionated type host on a show, maybe he should go to MSNBC where he'd do just as good.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, he can take over for Joy Reid. Or should I say Joyless Reid?
Well, right. Well, but you know, one of the things, especially with CNN and MSNBC, is they've lost their biggest sort of draw. That is constantly having new Trump stuff. They don't have that anymore.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about, including Black Lives Matter and what they're up to. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And folks, you know, in the times in which we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 to put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them me, moi, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle your insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty plus $100 right in the palm of your hand at the time when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, you are ready to, if you're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put in your palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
That's it. That's it.
That's right.
Now, Black Lives Matter yesterday was protesting in Oklahoma City at the state capitol, and they decided to storm the capitol because of the fact that the Republicans would dare to try to put an anti-riot bill in place in Oklahoma.
Yeah, isn't that something? I think this is the bill that came into being. It creates a misdemeanor for unlawfully obstructing traffic, for example, if while you're participating in a riot.
Yep.
Similar to what happened in Florida, I think.
Yep.
There are certain civil liability protections. If you're operating a motor vehicle and you unintentionally injure or kill someone participating in a riot under certain circumstances, I guess this is similar to the trying to get away with your life sort of condition.
Yeah, and we'll just watch this and see what happens, because there's more states that are going to try to put this law on the books in lieu of what happened to all the police officers that were injured in the riots, starting with last year on up until the current day. But something had to be done, and this was the best way to do it.
Well, right. And what is the point that we've gotten to here, Captain, in this nation when, you know, obviously the rioting in and of itself is illegal. It's, you're not supposed to, you can't go out and riot. You can protest, you can march, you can do all these things. But now we've got to even tighten up the issues having to do specifically with rioting because these communities, these states have had enough. They don't want to see a repeat of what we saw all through last summer.
Now, did you get your $1,400 stimulus check?
We did recently, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's a whole bunch of people that didn't for some reason, and the IRS wants them all to know that they're now sending another batch of $1,400 stimulus checks to about 2 million Americans who were left out and fell through the cracks somehow, some way. If you have not gotten your stimulus check, you are advised to get a hold of the IRS or perhaps even your congressman to tell them, and they'll walk you through the steps that you have to go through to get the money. But 2 million more people are getting that $1,400 as we speak.
Well, and that's a good thing ultimately, because you still have a lot of people, even though we're starting to see a lot of things open up. We see a lot more people out and about, obviously, and all over the country. But still, people have gone into a real deficit. They've gone into a real hole, unfortunately, because of these shutdowns and because of the general effect on the economy. So hopefully this gives them something that will help.
Yeah, and I get all that. So it's definitely well appreciated. Now, we had something happen that is just unheard of. You don't hear about this much in the fire service, but we had a young rookie firefighter, 20 years old, Ephraim Medina, who died in his sleep while on his first day, his first tour of duty with the St. Mary's Fire Department in southeast Georgia. Now, as far as anybody knows so far, it looks like it was just a natural death. I don't know. He must have had a medical condition that didn't show up or something like that, but goodness sakes, 20 years old, just started the first day in the job as a firefighter.
Well, we just grieve with the family and the friends of firefighter Ephraim Medina. What can you say? I mean, we don't know. It just could have been an undetected medical condition of some sort. We just don't know yet. But what a sad and tragic story. Here was somebody, Captain, who signed up to run into the danger, signed up to do things that he wanted to help people. For obviously, that was his intention here. So we mourn his loss.
Yep, absolutely. And the bell will toll for him. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Michigan Governor Whitmer, and Ron said, call her Whitmer. Apparently she had a problem of some sort because she can't seem to tell the truth. Now, she lied about her out-of-state travels before the Florida trip revelation.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. Evidently, she was cautioning the Michiganders, who we talked about earlier in the Truckers Highway and Byway report with the Kid Rock song, but she was saying, you know, hey, don't go travel out of state. But yet, evidently, you know, again, these are rules not for me, but only for thee, kind of a thing.
Yeah, and remember the trip that the husband took out of state?
Yep.
Well,
yep.
She met up with him.
Yep. Well, you know, and again, it's this kind of thing, and you got to lead by example, especially, you know, under these kinds of circumstances, because nobody trusts you if you don't keep your word. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to the telephone line here, and I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Good morning, Kyle. Hey, excellent show. Real quick, regarding the BLM, quote-unquote, storming Oklahoma State Capitol, wouldn't that be considered an insurrection, an interruption of the government, normal government functions? Why isn't that being compared to the bombing of the Murrah building that just had its 26th anniversary this past week? I'm not trying to detract from that, but that's the absurdity that the National Democrat National Committee and Party are putting forth with the January 6th quote unquote, you know, insurrection via velvet ropes. Mm-hmm. Okay, just because the FBI is still looking for people and still looking for information. They got billboards all up and down the East Coast regarding, if you know anything, report it. Now, I find it odd that if these protests, quote unquote, I'm using my fingers to make quotations, these protests are considered peaceful protests, why would anybody be protesting a bill that only strengthens anti-rioting legislation and laws already in existence? You got BLM down here in Florida that calls themselves now a civil rights.
They're going to march today in Tampa.
Exactly. You understand where you see where this is going? There is a two-tiered legislative enforcement and subjugation of people based on their political ideologies, just because people disagree with things. And this is just me, sir, and I appreciate you allowing me this on. I think that anyone who injects racialist ideologies, I'm not saying racist, that word has no meaning anymore, it's been used so frequently, racialist ideologies into this, those are the people that should be looked at as far as causing the discontent. Mm-hmm. I have no ill will towards anybody, race, color, creed, religion, even sexual orientation. Doesn't matter to me. Who are you as a human being? So I think we are in dangerous times, and this also permeates people. Veterans can look this up. The Veterans Healthcare Administration, person in charge of that is not, excuse me, I mean, the human resource officer for that is a firm believer in the 1619 Project.
Right.
And she was mouthing off last summer until President Trump said, hey, we're not going to have this in our Veterans Administration. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent, sir. Yeah. Just go and Semper Fi.
Okay, all right. Then Semper Fi to you. And, he brings forth some interesting topics there, you know, one right after the other.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Thanks, Eric. That he really hit on a lot of good things there. And, you know, there is simply a double standard. The reason why none of this in Oklahoma would be even compared in passing to the idea of the insurrection or any of these kinds of things is simply because this is not, they're on a different side politically ultimately. And so, and again, the American people do see this. And that's another reason why I think 2022 looms large for the Democrats, because they realize, oh, wait a minute, we're going to have to try and do everything we can. I mean, you know, I mentioned earlier about them doing the full court press. Well, they're doing everything under the sun because they figured something's got to, you know, maybe they'll get this or that out of what they're doing. But they know that their policies aren't popular.
Yeah. You're right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, if you want to opine, just like Eric just did, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here. So take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans. The Biden administration has announced progress on its goals to deploy electric vehicle charging stations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made the announcement in observance of Earth Day. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. I will be up in Brooksville on Saturday, north of Tampa, and I'll be up there at the Hernando County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. Might stay till 3, but you never know. Certainly till 2. Of course, Two Guys Gun Shows, it's a Saturday and Sunday event. The hours there at the fairgrounds Saturday are 9 to 5. They're 9 to 3 on Sunday. They have a concealed carry class both days. The one on Saturday starts at 2. The one on Sunday starts at 1. And the best thing to do is, if you want to get into the concealed carry class, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for it right there. Or you can give them a call at 727-776-3442. The number one more time, 727-776-3442. And tell them you want to take the concealed carry class. You got to get your name on a list, or you may find out what some people did last week. They showed up at 2 o'clock. Class had already started, and it was full, and he couldn't get in. It was that simple. So they're coming back this week, I believe, several of those people. But don't forget, I will see you Saturday up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the big Two Guys Gun Shows. They always have a lot of people up there when we're there. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, but Virginia is the latest state to legalize marijuana after Governor Northam signed the new law there. He said he was going to do it. They've done it. So there, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and again, you know, we're seeing this kind of trend. You know, is it the right trend? I guess maybe Vice President Kamala Harris will be happy about all of that, one would think, after remember the interview she gave back in the campaign?
I do.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is Virginia is also moving to eliminate all their accelerated math courses before 11th grade as part of an equity-focused plan. I wonder why they're doing that. The kids that were excelling in math could go on to college all that much sooner and be much smarter.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have a lot of consternation about this kind of thing. And that is, you know, the idea of trying to get kids, young kids, school-age kids, to excel. I mean, you know, it those programs should be there for all the kids. You know, I guess they're trying to assign some kind of racial division to this again. It's just, it's not good. It's not fair. It's not right. Unfortunately, I think all the kids, no matter what racial group they come from, are going to suffer. Because again, you know, if they're going to go out into college or go to the workforce, and they miss the opportunity to really be able to sharpen those skills or learn something that they have a real aptitude for, that's doing them a great disservice, no matter where they come from or what they look like.
Now, we talked about this earlier, but some Republicans are objecting to the timing of the president's first address to Congress, since the House won't be in session and invites are limited because of social distancing concerns. And they've already asked House Speaker Pelosi to reschedule the event. Others are suggesting that they aren't sure that they want to attend in any case. But still, you won't be able to get all the members of Congress there if you have to socially distance and put any people in there with them.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the real question is here, why in the heck are they even – why did they create this problem to begin with? Last time I checked, Captain, what was it, January 20th when the President Biden came into office? And then it's been several months, and he couldn't get a speech together for a joint session of Congress during that time period, and here we are almost to the end of April. It just makes no sense. And so obviously they're playing on a couple of things. Number one, the COVID, we can't have a lot of people there because of COVID. But also they don't want a lot of people there to begin with because they know exactly what it's like in person with Biden. They just want the least number of people there because, in my opinion, they have to create it as a TV show because it's the only important thing is just to project this out to the country, and they have to have that has to be a highly controlled environment. It can't be the environment where you walk down the aisle and climb up to the stage and all that kind of stuff. It just doesn't work for Biden.
Yeah. Now, did you hear Jen Psaki yesterday say Biden will be the first president to create 1 million jobs in the first 100 days?
Yeah, well, we've heard that before somewhere, haven't we?
Donald Trump did it.
Yeah, but he's a non-person now. You know, he's been erased, you know, like an Egyptian pharaoh was, you know, chiseled out of the hieroglyphs or something way back when. And yet they don't want to talk about Donald Trump or they don't want to acknowledge anything like that. So here comes Joe Biden. And by the way, he's, you know, got all the, it was only because of Joe Biden we have all the inoculations as well, or vaccines. You know, it's that kind of storytelling that they really want to stick to.
Now, make no mistake about it, Maxine Waters interjected herself into the trial of Officer Chauvin, whether she wanted to or not. Legal scholar Alan Dershowitz has said now never before has he heard a judge advise a defense attorney that he had a good case for appeal, so he did this week, and apparently we're going to be hearing about that appeal perhaps as soon as the first part of next week, as Judge Peter Cahill expecting to hear just that. And Maxine Waters will be at the center of the whole deal.
Well, absolutely. And that's because she went out there, one would think, with just simply the notion I can do or say whatever I want because
she's untouchable.
Exactly. And Dershowitz, who is a really great, great lawyer and a great analyst, in my opinion, and I know yours as well, he said he's done over 100 or 250 appeals over his 50-year career. And as you said, he says he doesn't remember a judge ever telling him that he had an appellate issue coming from the judge. So, you know, we're living in pretty unprecedented times. And the level of weirdness that Maxine Waters brought into this trial by saying what she said just, you know, is a bad, bad, bad indicator.
Well, true. And we know that this is going to have a major bearing on what happens next. And one would have to wonder whether or not she could be dragged in some other way, but we'll see.
Well, right. Well, and also, of course, can you imagine what would happen if there was a reversal on one or more of these charges that Chauvin was found guilty on, and the kind of issue that would create, and where would Maxine Waters fall in all of that? It just would be unprecedented to try to see people defend her incendiary language even at that time. I mean, it just, she did the wrong thing by saying what she said. She could have supported the protesters. She could have done any of these kinds of things. But by going where she went with this, she set in motion perhaps a very, very bad thing for the outcome of all this.
Now, what did you think about Israel going right away on the offense with the missile that was fired towards their nuclear plant? And, of course, the Iranians are saying, well, we hit what we aimed at. No, they didn't. They really didn't.
No, they didn't. No, there was no damage from what we understand in Israel. But I do think that Israel has to, as it always has, and perhaps with the current situation with the administration and so forth, they probably have to be able to show that no matter what, no matter even, quote, how small it might be in terms of the missile that was fired from the Syrian batteries, they have to take action, and they have to take action right away, because they don't know. I mean, they could wake up tomorrow, and it'll be 10 times worse. Something else will happen. So they absolutely have to make their point each time something like this happens.
Well, they did. They hit their target, and they destroyed it. So there you go.
Yep.
Speaking of Israel, as the Iranian talks are progressing very slowly with the U.S. and others, the U.S. and Israeli tensions are beginning to build because they don't want us talking to Iran.
Well, right. Exactly. Exactly right.
All right. Here comes the music. Hang on, folks. When we come back, we're going to get the country group Montgomery Gentry going here, and the Highway and Bible Report coming right up with the weather out there for you. And then Denise Simon will be around. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big whoa out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, where we tell you all about the weather and the road conditions out there across the country. And we'll be doing that in just a second. But it is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on there and in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get just that. And become a member of the Drivers Club there, too. All righty, a little Montgomery Gentry for you. What do you think about that?
I heard it through the grapevine. My new neighbor don't like my big red.
righty, a little Montgomery Gentry for you. What do you think about that? And Kyle, that was quite the song. A couple of city slickers moving into the neighborhood in a rural town down south, and it was kind of funny the way that started out.
Yeah, I do like that. Yeah, it goes back to 2006 for Montgomery Gentry.
Yep, and they're still around and kicking and doing a good old job out there on the highways and byways. And speaking of which, we're going to get to it right now. I'm going to read you the weather statement, folks, and give it to Carl. Kyle, here's the deal here. It says, lake effect snow, gusty winds, and cool temperatures persist in the middle Atlantic and northeast. Gusty winds in the southwest and into the plains and portions of the east will produce elevated to critical fire weather threats. Snow can be expected in the mountains and parts of the high plains. Severe storms with all the hazards will be expected also to develop Friday in the south and central plains. So what do you got going on out west?
Well, Captain, we'll start tonight in Big Sky Country up in Montana near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. This is going to be near Browning. This is going to be west of Cutbank. We've got the winter weather advisory up there. That's going to stretch down a little bit north of Wolf Creek. You're going to have some snow going on up there as well tonight. Also, in the area of Billings along I-94 and I-90, basically where they meet, you've got a winter weather advisory there. You've got snow and cold temperatures right now. Billings, Montana, checking in at 32 degrees and registering some rain and snow right now. Now down south of that into Colorado, western Colorado, we have a fire weather watch coming across I-70 on the Grand Junction area. This heads on over through Arches National Park into Utah, where we also have a fire weather warning there in central part of Utah. In the southwestern part of Utah, fire weather watch stretches through southern part of Nevada and into Arizona down to Kingman, looks like. And then a wind advisory out near Bakersfield, California, and a winter storm watch. Now, this is going to be right from about Redding. It's going to go south all the way down to north of Bakersfield. This is going to, looks like it's mostly going to be west of 395, but you've got a winter storm watch, which is going to create a lot of snow in the higher elevations, maybe down as low as 3,500 feet, and this is going to, of course, affect you if you're coming across I-80 heading towards Sacramento from Reno.
Well, we're going to start in the opposite end of the country, way up there in Maine and Nova Scotia, way up in northern Maine, way, way, way up towards almost into Quebec. You've got some snow up there. You're going to have some winter weather conditions on down into the eastern part of Maine as well, north of I-95. And you've got a gale warning right now from Nova Scotia down the Maine coastline, down around Cape Cod, in that direction. Then you've got a combination of cold temperatures, the mixture of some snow, and not only is it a freeze warning, it's a frost warning, depending on where you go, down to New York City. Now, going across I-80 tonight, out over into eastern part of Indiana, you're going to have snow on and off all the way across to New York City. Also, I-70, the same thing from Indiana over to the east. I-64, same thing from central part of Kentucky over to the east. Let's see here. I-20, the same thing from northern Georgia all the way across towards, it looks like, Florence, South Carolina. And then Tennessee, eastern Tennessee over into North Carolina and Virginia, you've got snow and freezing cold temperatures, and there's going to be some weather records set tonight over in that area. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right over here to the phone line again, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the president is going to give himself a little speech here to somebody, don't know who yet, on the 28th. That's next week. And Nancy Pelosi apparently is in charge of the invitations because the House is not going to be in session. And she's going to decide to invite whoever and whatever. And because of social distancing going on there, they may not be able to get all the members of the Congress in the meeting, let alone where the speech is going to be, let alone anybody else.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House, who is supposed to represent and manage and oversee all the representatives across the United States, which apparently she's chosen to do only a few of her closest friends.
Yep. Yep. So the speech is going to be given. Who's going to listen? Don't know. It's not going to be that long because I don't think Biden can stand up that long. Plus, he's going to have to be shot full of something to stay awake, right?
Well, I mean, he's done this before.
Yep.
So, and they all use a teleprompter. So.
No, he doesn't use a teleprompter. He uses a great big screen TV, and we're all waiting to see how he's going to put that down below.
Okay.
Yep, he's got about a 70, well, it might be bigger than that. It might be an 84-inch screen TV. That's why he's looking dead ahead like he does. People don't understand. He's not using a teleprompter. He's using a television and a big one at that to read his words. I guess he can't see the teleprompter or throws them in a tizzy or something. But anyway, we'll see how that all works out. It's going to be interesting. I know that much. Is he going to say anything? No.
Not that we don't already know. I think he's going to recap, the tax thing and racism and climate change.
Now,
I don't think he'll bring up immigration at all.
I'll throw one. No, not after what he did to the math yesterday, but the governor of Virginia did rather. But Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, says that Joe Biden will be the first president to create 1 million jobs in the first 100 days of being in office. Seems to me I heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. They say anything they want, and so many people know that what they're saying is not true, and they're in. When they're asked questions, they don't really answer them, except with platitudes. So, I mean,
just like
is what it is.
Just like NBC News and Lester Holt. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. And, yeah, we're going to talk about them again. Those lazy clowns over there tried to, they didn't try to. They did. They cut certain parts of what went on in Columbus out to make it sound like something it wasn't. And then lied to you about that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.